Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday the 21st of May, recording at 9:24 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights on this interesting day. Stock markets in Asia were mostly firm, and interestingly, a new all-time high for India's Nifty 50, although not also the Sensex. And in European stock markets, mixed, a little up, a little down, mostly modest declines. The U.S. seesawed a little bit, the Dow closed down 13, but the S&P was up 235 and the NASDAQ up 20, so it's a steady performance overall. Government bonds remain generally soft, bond prices that is, so yields edging higher, although the U.S. Treasury bond futures were up slightly today, very slightly. And in terms of currencies, the dollar is still getting a technical rally off its highs today, but it is at 82.35 on the US dollar index. So we had it's the yen that's weakened here. Dollars at 121.47, and the euro had hit a new high against the yen earlier today. Euro is down against the dollar at 134.64. And in oil, now this is interesting. Oil had dipped, but then rallied. Got down to a low of 64.45. That's the NYMEX crude. But is trading after hours here at 66.28, so that's pretty firm. And I'm just going to look at the CO one, the Brent, bring that up, because I'm sure that's going to be above 70. Yes, it is, 70.49 for the Brent, and that's very much a chart breakout. And in terms of precious metals, this was quite an interesting day because they've certainly been lagging in here. Silver, though, is lost at 1313, so it's back above, that's the July contract, so it's back above the $13 level. We may have a downside failure there. And gold had dipped down, this is bullion now, had dipped down to 657. 2 cents below that, actually, but it's currently at 663.15, so more than a $6 turnaround to close with a gain on the day. The strong one is palladium, and there have been a couple of articles out on this today talking about Ford, I think, stockpiling some palladium, and palladium's got a good chart. Platinum and palladium, although platinum was down today, it was well off the lows, but those have been the steadier of the precious metals recently. And the industrial metals were all up on the day, although only modestly so. Interestingly, we had some good action in some of the soft commodities here, including some of the ones that have really underperformed in previous months but have been rallying back recently. And cotton was one of those, to my relief. And we had things like cocoa and wheat, corn and wheat, quite strong in here today. So the soft commodities generally, every one that I have looked at in here, sugar, coffee, all up on the day. And I think that's pretty much it. So, well, what's going on here overall? Well, in stock markets, there appears to be a little bit of renewed confidence. Markets have been quite strong recently and have pulled up a little further away from those 200-day moving averages that I have printed on the weekly charts that I had shown before the chart seminar and last Thursday and Friday. So they're quite strong in here overall, and I just noticed that some of the people who've been a bit bearish or more on the sidelines do appear to have turned more bullish in here in recent weeks. Now that can help push markets a little bit higher in here overall. I don't like it so much when they do rally strongly from those 200-day moving averages, but the main point, because that sets them up for reversion, as you know, but the main point here overall is that despite a lot of bearish commentary, that these markets continue to reaffirm their overall upward trend. And there aren't any exceptions here, except for markets such as Japan, which have been in very long trading ranges since before the end of the year. So the technical action is pretty well unequivocally bullish. What we argue about is the extent to which things are overextended in the short term and therefore likely to react. But I sense, and it's not hard to sense this from all the bearish commentary that we were getting last autumn and also in the first 3 months of this year, bearish commentary that did not abate. It actually increased following that late February and early March sell-off that we saw in stock markets. But that seems to be changing. Some of those bears seem to be capitulating in here. My own view remains unchanged. I think that the risk is limited to periodic, somewhat larger reactions and longer ranging phases. I do not feel that a medium-term correction is imminent, and I certainly do not feel that a bear market is imminent. And some interesting positions here. Well, India's Nifty hitting a new high in here today. Now, I've been looking for a quiet year from India overall, and it's certainly been delivering that, but it is improving here. And I think that some of the funds that you have invested in and that I've invested in that deal in India are could well do a little better in here going forward. And China, oh, now one more that I would mention, though, there's been a real sleeper in here, and that's been Thailand. And I have mentioned that Thailand's technical action has been improving overall, and that Aberdeen New Thai remains sort of generally steady here. So some of the sleepers, really, in terms of activity over recent months and a good deal longer for Thailand, do appear to be improving, and that may attract some further bullish following. Now, elsewhere, metals generally strong again in here today. So, well, the whole sector, really, in terms of the areas that we like here at Fuller Money, they're all pretty steady generally, and pays very much to stay with this, in my view. I do have that worry about China and the extent to which this is overheating, but let's deal with it when we finally see a break in that overall upward momentum, and that has not occurred yet. What else to mention? The government bonds. I don't like them. Yields have been edging higher overall. I don't think that tendency is going to end. In other words, I expect soft government bond prices and rising long-dated government bond yields, but hopefully gradually enough not to worry central banks and not to worry stock markets. And there's a good possibility that that will be the case. I have mentioned that I did expect some of those inflationary pressures to abate temporarily, only temporarily, and it's for technicalities such as the high oil prices that we saw last year coming out and being replaced with somewhat lower oil prices. But oil, as you can see, is quietly, steadily working its way higher here as part of that supply and elasticity meets rising demand theme. And gasoline remains very, very strong, although it is down a little bit in here today. And the agricultural commodities. Well, it's hard to tell whether this is fundamentals starting to come through, or if it's a bit of a fashion play. In other words, gold and silver had been underperforming, and they've really been underperforming for the last year. So following their surge upwards in April and May 2006. So the strength of the softs that we're seeing right now probably is at least in part to some of that hedge fund speculative activity sort of drifting away from the precious metals and going into some of the soft commodities. My feeling is that the two are certainly not mutually exclusive. I think the precious metals are in a buying range here right now, but I'm not doing anything aggressive, that's for sure. And but I am represented, and I do expect a better performance in the months ahead than we have seen recently. And I think that's pretty much it. So roll on tomorrow and more excitement, no doubt. All the best.